This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
At 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday talk show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we are pleased to feature the girls from Lincolnland. Leslie Johnson and Tisha Miller are here. We're going to talk about the community college. They've got a lot of good things in store. So grab yourself a cup of coffee, pour yourself a glass of juice. Our conversation begins in just a moment.
Making your final arrangements in advance at Plummer Funeral Home allows you to make decisions at a time when you are thinking clearly and not under the stress that surrounds the death of a loved one. It also allows you time to consider your options and to make intelligent, informed decisions calmly and completely. And then we'll help you put them in writing so that there will be no mistake about what you really wanted. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home. Your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott here. Our guests this week, Leslie Johnson and Tisha Miller from Lincolnland Community College. And it's been a while.
It's been about 2 months.
And a lot has changed in 2 months.
It has.
Leslie.
It's gotten warmer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Gotten some rain.
That's true.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right.
So I think Tobin is alluding to the fact I have a new role at Lincolnland Community College. I'll be working up in Springfield more, but I'm still helping out at Litchfield, helping students kind of with orientation and also help them find classes for fall semester as well. So I'll be down here till at least the end of the summer, and then hopefully we'll hire someone just as great as me that can
You can't beat perfection.
Yeah. Hopefully they have a better radio voice than I do.
Oh, you're fine. Everything's fine. But congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Now, keep in mind, people go up to Springfield, they don't come back the same.
Okay.
It has that effect, just like Chicago. People go to Chicago and they don't
back
the same.
I would say that about Chicago, but I don't know about Springfield.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm still a small town girl.
Okay. I'm just saying. Okay. People go up there and they don't come back the same. So let's talk a little bit. But no, seriously, congratulations on that.
Oh,
well deserved.
You.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on at Lincolnland Community College. A lot of good things, Tisha, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. Our summer classes are about half over now already, believe
it
or
not.
So
you're just pushing me right into winter, aren't you?
I know. I'm sorry, Tobin. We're always thinking about the future at Lincolnland, either the future of our students or the future of us. So we are going to start talking about fall registration already. It's currently underway. So the four words, if you're interested in taking classes this fall at Lincolnland, the four words, which are our magazines that contain our class listings with the days and times, are available. Most people probably receive them in their mail, but they are available at our website, llcc.edu, if you need to check out what classes we're offering here in Litchfield, Hillsborough area, as well as our main campus in Springfield.
And it's hard to believe, fall classes, that's always good. One good thing, and I may be jumping ahead here just a little bit, you got student orientation coming up in about, 6 days?
Yeah.
And that's a mandatory.
It
you
is.
Have to attend.
Yeah, and that's actually going to be part of Leslie's new position at main campus. She will be over student orientations for our new students, so she can go over a little bit about what happens during those orientations.
Do tell.
And
Well, and I know some people are afraid when we say something is mandatory, but we're doing this with good intentions. We want to make sure everyone coming to Lincolnland is on the same page. Sometimes we use words that, you know, like FAFSA, we may just say that and think that everyone knows what we're talking about. But with the orientation, Tisha and some other staff members, they do a really good job of educating students of what type of words that we're using and why we're using them. We also go over the technology that Lincolnland uses, also support services. So where should students go if they need help with tutoring, or where should they go for, you know, this or that. And we are really just there to help students transition because, you know, high school is different than college, and even workplace is different than college. And even, you know, one college to another is different. So we just want to make sure everyone, we're going to set them up for success at Lincolnland.
And with technology, though, you probably instruct them about having maybe an iPad or their own laptop for their own personal use and not going to the computer lab for that, because security measures are different. And, you know, and if they go on something that they shouldn't have, then they won't necessarily get into trouble.
Right, but we do have computer labs.
They won't be visited by the IT cops.
Well, hopefully none of our students make that choice.
But, I mean, when I was at SIUE, the computer lab was always the hot ticket place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on the time of day and whatever, it was like tooth and nail to try to get a computer to get either work done or check your email or so on and so forth. I mean, it can be strenuous sometimes.
Yeah, and I mean, most people, you know, have a computer in their pocket. Their cell phone is very technologically advanced now.
Have they moved up to that right now? On cell phones?
Wow. Yeah, like my phone we were talking about earlier, it's actually called a phablet. So it is a phone/tablet. So I can do a lot of things on there that I couldn't do with my cell phone, you know, 5 years ago.
Next thing you know, we'll be texting to one another and then it'll be fun.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with the technology, you know, we have Lincoln Land email. We have Web Advisor, which students actually get their grades at the end of the semester. We don't mail those out anymore. Students can see their financial aid online. So a lot of the things are, you know, students are wanting at their fingertips, and we want to make sure that they understand the technology to do that.
I mean, you mentioned here, I'm going over the list, transitioning to college.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's a tough one because you're not in the same clique like you were in high school or grade school going up, you're meeting new people.
Yep.
People have different attitudes. You know,
people
it's
have
a
different backgrounds or
right.
different ages.
It's a different, it's a different experience. Paying for college, well, now you're starting to pay bills. Mm-hmm. You know, depending on your scenario, if you have an apartment or dorm, you've got power or electric, you've got, you know, all kinds of stuff to pay. Support services, you know, that's pretty much self-explanatory. If you need to, where to go for what, when, and there, that's there. Student life, sorority, fraternity, you know, well, I don't think, you guys don't have that, do you?
Well, we do have a Litchfield Student Club, so yeah, we do have some student life activity that happens, and you know, the more involved our students are, the better experience they're going to have with us, so we encourage all of our students to participate in our clubs, and we have student employees as well that we employ, so, and it's students with students, you know, you get the best experience when you are involved. So, yeah, we have a club there that does a lot of fun things. They raise funds for different organizations, and they have a lot of fun events. We have National Peanut Butter Month. I'm trying to think of some of the things they've done. We've
National
had Rock.
Peanut Butter Month?
Yes.
It's very important month.
Yeah.
I love peanut butter.
We have Rock'em and Sock'em, which is like one of those blow-up jousting events. I mean, we have a lot
of
fun
out there. Remember, I was trying to get you to go to that,
life.
Tobin, and you were afraid.
Peanut butter, well, you have the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups that in full capacity for for the students.
And the protein for, you know, finals. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of advantages. Yep. So
that'll be an interesting lecture. Creamy or crunchy? Which is better?
Definitely creamy, by the way.
Crunchy. Gotta have that. And then what to expect in advising. And that's, I remember when I was in college having a good rapport with your academic advisor about what classes you need to take. I mean, I was lucky when I was at SIUE, I was doing a morning show. So he knew that my schedule, I was up at 3, on the air at 5, off the air at 9, and then we scheduled it so that way I was out by 2 or 3, and then, you know, killed the dating life doing a morning show in college. Wow. Yeah, we can go out, but I have to have you home by 8, so I have to be on the air. But I mean, that rapport is essential.
And during the advising meeting, we do go over those things because we don't want to, you know, set a student up for failure, like you said, if they have a specific schedule or if they're not a morning person. We do not want you to take morning classes.
Have you found
classes.
A college student that's not a morning person? Seriously?
Yes, I have. I really have.
You are, because you get up at 2 in the morning on the winter.
I do.
Well, you don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not. But, you know, we try to ask students questions, let them know. We want to know information about them to help us help them, really.
Okay. Tuition for the fall courses is due in 6 days as well, so keep that in mind.
Absolutely, yeah. We have several different payment options available. Students need to pay in full or have a financial aid in place by July the 1st or scholarships, or else they'll be dropped from their classes. So that is an important date. And, part of financial aid, too, is students can obtain student loans. Mm-hmm. Although, we really want to strongly caution our students that, that should be used sparingly. Those loans do have to be paid back. And there are several websites that we refer our students to so they can just check how much they owe and we don't want that to get out of control. So we do employ student workers at Litchfield as well. We have federal work study positions available for clerical maintenance and for our loggers activity board position, which was what I was referring to with mm-hmm. our student life event. So that's also an option. You can work in and pay for your college as well. So we earn a little bit of money on the side to pay back some of those student loans.
What kind of jobs do you guys offer for students that want to work and be active and help pay off the student loans?
Well, we have our clerical position, which would help at our front desk, answering telephones, filing paperwork. We have a maintenance position, which works with our maintenance guy, so help washing windows, helping set up for events that we have out at Lincoln Land.
Right.
And then our loggers activity board position helps plan events for students. So the peanut butter month was something that was organized by our student worker, as well as the other events that we have there for students.
Okay. Let's talk about new classes for the fall, because you do have a couple.
We do. And actually, we're very excited to have, it's CAD 151, Fundamentals of Computer-Aided Drafting. This was actually put on the schedule because an employer asked for this. So actually, at Lincoln Land, we do have some flexibility as long as we have the, either technology or space or requirements to have a course. We're always willing to try something new. So we're excited. We have Mr. Wenzel, who teaches at Mount Olive High School. He actually will be teaching that course for us. We also have Introduction to Corrections, which is, very huge for this area because the amount of prisons around here. So if students are possibly interested in going in that field, we are offering that on Thursdays from 6 to 9:50 p.m. Medical terminology. So if anyone's ever interested in health professions or even working in maybe a medical office environment, this course can help you just learn the terminology used so that way you can be just better prepared for that field.
Okay.
And then, of course, abnormal psychology. If you ever want to know what's going on with someone else, not saying you can diagnose them, but this may help you kind of know.
Hey, Leslie, does Tobin come to mind when you talk about abnormal
psychology? I wasn't going there with
no?
that.
Oh, no. Oh, all right. Okay.
Tisha did. Tisha did. Mm-hmm. So there's, abnormal psychology. And then there's also, going along with that, social problems. So which looks at, problems associated with groups or communities.
A1A Weekend 101.
What?
Weekend 101.
Weekend 101.
Social problems. Okay, this person is... Oh.
And just to let you know, Tobin is not teaching any of these courses for us. So.
Teaching isn't in my blood.
Oh, okay.
No, seriously. My aunt taught for over 30 years. My uncle taught for over 30 years. My dad taught for over 30 years. And
oh, wow.
I ended up in radio.
Well, everyone finds their place in life.
That's right.
Yeah.
So... Very good. Social problems.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah. So we have lots of classes. So even if someone doesn't want to get, an associate's degree for us, just wants to take a course for personal enrichment, mm-hmm. or they just find it interesting, they can just sign up for one class if that's what they want to do.
And if you look at it, the new courses being offered, though, do affect this area. I mean, you mm-hmm. look at the area, you got St. Francis Hospital, Hillsborough Area Hospital, mm-hmm. a lot of interest in the medical field in this county, mm-hmm. in this area. And then the DOC, you got Graham down the road from here. There's a lot of interest in the police sector, correction sector. Mm-hmm. So, this kind of fits that niche.
Yeah, it does. And even the computer-aided drafting, a lot of our
construction.
Construction, our factories are actually using the software to plan and to work on new inventions. So we're pretty excited about all of them, actually.
And I know we've talked about this before, but with new classes, let's say that comes up in the fall or spring or the summer semester, how do you go about that? Do you take a pulse of what's going on in the area and say, okay, fine, we've got a lot of construction jobs going on now, let's throw maybe a little bit more here, and then medical, okay, we'll throw a little bit of that in. How do you come up with that?
Well, it's you have to do some finessing because there's multiple priorities going into that. So it depends on when we have instructors available, when we have classrooms available, what's needed in the community. And like I said, the computer-aided drafting course was really, an employer came to us and said, I would like for you to offer this. Mm-hmm. And they are financially supporting their employees doing that, and that mm-hmm. also helps as well. So really, it just kind of depends on multiple factors. But if anyone ever comes up to us and says, hey, have you thought about this class? Or, I really would like this, then we can look into it and see if it's either, financially and actually physically mm-hmm. Available for us. Someone says, I want a heating and air conditioning class in Litchfield. Well, mm-hmm. that takes a lot of equipment that we unfortunately don't have, $2 million to spend on that, but we could help them find something in Springfield.
And with classrooms in that, you guys are going more, and I've seen a lot more colleges and universities go to this now, online courses. So that kind of helps mm-hmm. out with classroom availability. If it's something simple and you can make that an online course, it's a two-for-one sway. You still have classroom availability, but it's a new offering that's available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we do have a lot of great online offerings that we either students use to supplement what they can take in Litchfield, mm-hmm. Or we do have some students who are just completely online students. One thing I always want to let students know is we don't have a fly-by-night kind of online program. The instructors who go through that program, it is very intensive. They have homework every single week. So they are, in essence, a student, again, learning how to properly have an online class. So it's a very rigorous program. So that way we know it's a good quality online class.
Let's talk a little bit here. Opportunities for local businesses. Tisha, do you want to take this one?
Yeah. We just wanted to let local businesses know that we're available to come up and give a presentation or maybe just set up a table in the lunchroom and let their employees know what Lincoln Land can do for them. Studies have shown that when businesses support their employees with education, other, just promoting it or maybe, helping with the cost of it, that it really does boost employee morale. So mm-hmm. we are there to help them if that's something that they're interested in doing. And we're also going to be offering an employability skills class. So if the local businesses want to, help their students in that area, maybe, the proper etiquette at work or appropriate things to say and, some of the being on time type of stuff, then we would encourage them to come out and can take that class with us. We're offering it in Litchfield this fall.
Okay. We've got a couple minutes left on the program. It's always a pleasure having you two here.
Yeah.
Always is. Thanks. Always is. You do have a couple of events going on at the Litchfield campus. We've already touched base a little bit. Well, I have on during the newscast. You've got a blood drive today from 11 until 3.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then July 1st, 22nd, 4th, and 21st of August, you have student orientation, correct?
That is correct, yes.
And then what else is going on here? There's a Youth Entrepreneur Camp. Let's tell us a little bit about that,
That's going on. Actually, the University of Illinois Extension Office is going to be coordinating that, and they're having the event at Lincoln Land in Litchfield July 14th through the 16th in the afternoon, and it's a workshop for the youth entering grades 5 through 8, and it's going to provide a fun and educational way for our youth to discover what it takes to be to develop and sell a product. So they're going to be learning how to work with teams, how to create a business plan, develop a marketing strategy, and how to pitch the product to potential investors. So, and they're also going to be having shadowing of our local officials July 8th through the 14th. That one's for children entering grades 7 through 11. So any kids that age that are interested in job shadowing any of our local officials should contact the University of Illinois Extension Office. But it sounds like a great program. So we hope that works out well for them.
And that's an eye-opener when you look at some of the even politicians on the local level and what like a mayor has to go through or a council member has to go through. Mm-hmm. It's fairly interesting.
Yeah, be a great day.
Fairly interesting. And, of course, we're in fair and festival season. And I think Litchfield's got a party in the park sometime in July.
July
and you guys will be out
19th.
There.
Yes. Yes, we are very excited. We're going to be at the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce Party in the Park, July 18th and 19th. We'll actually have an information booth there. We're going to have a Plinko game, so you can go away
Whoa. Plinko, like the Price is Right game?
Yep, we're playing Plinko.
Nice.
And you will walk away with something very valuable from Lincoln Land Community College. And we also will have a
coffee mug, pen.
Something.
Handheld fan for you.
Oh, handheld fan.
Yeah.
Big prize.
That's a possibility.
A tote bag.
Oh. Stop ruining it, Tobin. we will also have a mini golf hole. So there's going to be, you can play mini golf at Party in the Park as well. So there's going to be lots of great events that weekend.
So, how difficult is your putt hole? Your mini golf hole?
I've never done a hole in one.
Yeah,
with it, because you have to go around.
Have you changed it up since last year? I mean, because I know they've been doing that whole the miniature golf course for a long time.
We like to embellish it each year, Tobin.
A little bit, bling bling on it or something.
Uh-huh. Bling bling.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. We should mention that our putt-putt golf hole was built by our construction students. So
Yep. Power.
It is sturdy.
It is good. It's
heavy. And because we are a equal opportunity community college, we will be at Hillsboro's Old Settlers in August as well. So we'll be at a Litchfield event and also a Hillsboro event as well. So
that's hard to believe. Old Settlers is right around the corner.
I know.
Man.
Yep,
and then July 29th and 31st, you've got a book buyback. And that's basically simple. If the books are in pretty decent condition, you can take them up and
get money for them. Yeah. Yep.
So, anything else going on? We got 60 seconds.
Well, we just want to say if anyone is ever possibly interested in taking a course, if they've said, you know, this may be for me, just come on in and actually just talk to us. We're not, you know, high-pressure salespeople. We want to make sure this is a right fit for you and also for us as well. So you can just come in and say, you know, I don't really know what I could do here. Let me, you know, tell me what options there are. And we can definitely help someone with that.
And one thing I've noticed, and I do public address for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers in that, and I MC their senior nights. I've noticed a lot of the seniors that I've read are going to Lincoln Land first before transferring over to a four-year university along those lines, and that's a good thing.
It's awesome. Affordable, quality education. Yep.
Tisha, Leslie, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about Lincoln Land Community College, and that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guests once again from Lincoln Land Community College, it's Tisha Miller and Leslie Johnson. We will see you next week. Until then, so long.